that was an interesting ending to the game. Probably not what you had anticipated.
Probably. It wasn't a good ending for us. It was a hard-fought game. There's no question up and down the rink. I thought both teams competed well. We did a lot of good things tonight. You know, we had some better scoring opportunities where you need to get the scoring opportunities. But, you know, we made a couple mistakes that ultimately cost us a game.
And after you scored those two goals on that power play, did you sense that maybe things were turning your way?
Well, I mean, you put yourself up 3-2, you know, under 10 minutes to go in the game. You got to close it out. But, you know, we didn't get up guy's stick on the next rush down the rink. And, you know, those are the plays you have to make if you want to close out a good team.
A couple things stood out for me. First of all, and then when you guys were really going in the third, it seemed like you really wanted to get the pressure on Racine below the dots. Was that something you talked about?
Yeah, well, I mean, you don't want to... We got into trouble a little bit at times when you turn the puck over. We had that long shift in the second where we kept turning pucks over about the top of the circle to the red line. They kept us hemmed in. And, you know, Michigan, like us, is a good transition team, and they're going to feed off that. So, you know, you want to get pucks behind the defenseman and you know, make them at least go 200 feet. So, you know, the second period we had a lot of good pressure, but we missed the net. I mean, we attempted 28 shots and hit it 7 times. And when you miss a net that often or get them blocked, there's no rebound opportunities, or you can't sustain that pressure.